We're joined now by Twin Cedars football coach Michael Duchin on 92.1 KVLS. This is a Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner's interview powered by Hy-Vee. And if that name does not sound familiar, he is the new Twin Cedars football coach. Michael, welcome. I guess, first of all, just kind of tell us how you became Twin Cedars football coach.
So this is my first time being the head football coach of a high school football program. This has been a journey. I started coaching not too long after I graduated high school. My first coaching job came when I was 20 years old, before I turned 21 years old. It was like my birthday's in February, and I actually technically signed my contract to coach track and field at Bishop Ward High School, and that's in the Wyandotte County in Kansas City, Kansas. And I started doing track, around 20 years old, and then I coached their freshman football team that same year, and then I went to Rockers, which is my alma mater, and I coached there for a couple years. And then I moved out to Iowa in about 2014, and I taught preschool for 6.5 years and ran a before and after school program for a couple years. Decided the itch was too strong to ignore anymore, and I decided I wanted to get back into coaching. And so I got my coaching authorization. Worked in the Iowa City Community School District for 3 years, so 2022 to 2025, and I decided, I'm ready to go to the next level and get back into high school ball, and I knew that I wanted to be a head coach. Running a football program is always something I dreamed about. So started applying to some different schools. I was looking at schools that I really believed needed a culture change. They needed to be, rebuilt. And so I really focused my attention on that. And Twin Cedars came up, and I applied. And Tom Hallgren, who's the principal at Twin Cedars, he called me about a week later. We got an interview scheduled. And he actually hired me that day. This would have been back in March. And it's been great. Moved to Knoxville in June. We did some football stuff in July. And now we're rearing up, ready to go. Practice has been this week, and it's been very good. And, but it's been a very long journey, and I've worked really hard to get to this spot, and I'm just extremely excited to be here and ready to turn Twin Cedars football around. I know it's been tough for them, but that was before me. I'm a very confident person and very confident in my abilities, so I'm just excited to really do some really great things here.
And what are some things that you're looking to do right away to turn that culture around? Because, yes, it has been a very tough run for Twin Cedars the last few years.
So one of the main things when I got hired was Tom and I talked about the practice, practices. Having, what are practices going to look like? My practices are structured. We have a plan in place every day. We know what we're going to work on. We will make adjustments when needed, but we're staying to a schedule and keeping our team on schedule. We talked about also the off-season weight program. Really starting to push that more. A lot of these kids do play multiple sports at Twin Cedars because, it is a small school. I think there's maybe 300 kids maybe in the entire district from kindergarten through 12th grade. So You got a lot of kids playing multiple sports, which is fantastic, which I'm a big advocate for. And I did track, I would say champion shot putter. So I know the importance of doing multiple sports. And, but, you know, just still really pushing off-season workouts because, you know, when in the summer, you know, it's easy to get complacent and it's easy to kind of fall into bad habits. So the reason why you have those off-season programs is to give these kids an opportunity to get stronger, to get faster, to, you know, work on football-related activities and, you know, give them a sense of ownership of the program and be something to be proud of. So for me, it's about getting, you know, really understanding the practices, how important they are. I like to say we're embracing the grind. We are embracing the grind of the process because it's not easy to be a good football team, good football program. It takes time to build up to be, you know, the best in the state and to contend for state titles on a yearly basis, on a consistent basis, conference championships, which is what we are going for. We're there to win, you know, and getting the mindset out of we're expecting to lose and more into a mindset of expecting to win. So that's really what we've been focusing on. Practices, like I said, they, you know, from the feedback I've gotten from Max Diaz, who's my assistant coach, and he was there last year, the feedback I've gotten from him, he's like, this is already much better than what it's been, you know, even last year. So it's been very good. And we're just keep on, you know, going at it, embracing the grind, pounding the rock. We're a team, so we're pounding that rock and looking to get better every day. Every day we're getting better. So that's my message to the team and what we are trying to establish at Twin Cedars.
As we're talking to new Twin Cedars football coach Michael Duchin on KNIA, Carvalhalla and Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner, how are you already seeing the buy-in from the guys that are back now at the have kind of, you know, wandered through this wilderness of 1-8, 0-9 the last couple of years?
So, yes. So the effort has been phenomenal. A lot of these guys are starting to see that what we are trying to establish is different than what they've been used to in years past. And, you know, the offense we're going to run is going to be completely different than what Twin Cedars has seen maybe ever. I like to spread defenses out. I like to, you know, get the ball into space, take advantage of what the defense is giving us. You know, I want to think smarter, not harder. And they've really loved it. You know, I use a lot of motion, do a lot of things like that to get the defense off balance, to make them play with good eye discipline, to make them, you know, have good gap integrity, which is something we talk about on defense. And they've really responded well. Today, we pushed the sled as a team, and, you know, that pushing that sled is pounding the rock as a team. We are going at it together. You know, you think of a big boulder. It's harder to crack that boulder when it's just one person going at it and everybody else is kind of standing off. But if we all go at that boulder with a sledgehammer, we will start to crack it. And that's what we're trying to do when we're hitting the sled is, guys, we are a team. We're going together with this, you know, because not one person is going to push this sled. You know, it's a five-man sled. Not one person is pushing that sled. We all need to work together to, you know, push that sled, to pound the rock. And they've really bought into that. So they're having a lot of fun. They're having a lot of fun out there, a lot of smiles, you know, energy's high. So it's been good.
Let's talk a little bit about the schedule this year. I know you aren't going to get into scouting the teams until a little bit later on, but you know, everybody gets a new schedule due to redistricting. What do you think of you know, your slate this year? You start out with two games. You can really gain a lot of confidence in the Mormon Trail and your rival Melcher Dallas.
Yeah. So so we're going into every game like they're the best team in the state. We don't take anybody. We're not taking anybody lightly. Like, you know, Montezuma. Let's take Montezuma. Montezuma has been probably the top dog in this region for eight-man football for a while now. They have a really strong program, really tough. You know, they play good football up in Montezuma. And, you know, maybe a team like maybe Mormon Trail, they, you know, people are saying, well, they're not as good as more, you know, Montezuma. Well, we don't care about that. We go into every game, you know, like they're the best team in the state, and we need to give them everything we got. So in terms of the schedule, you know, yeah, we see there's teams that we're seeing. Yeah, I think we'll match up really, really good athletically against them. And then, yeah, teams like Montezuma, you know, we're going to have to really get creative. But at the end of the day, the most important game is the game that you're getting ready to play. And we are constantly going to be, you know, driving that point home. We're not taking anybody lightly. Like you said, we've gone 1-9, 0-8, whatever it might be. I mean, we can't afford to take anybody lightly or to think any game is going to be easy, because when you start thinking that way, that's when things start to unravel. And then you're like, things aren't going 100% the way we expected them to. And then doubt starts to creep in. So we got to go into every game, every practice, game week. We got to go in there expecting that we're going to get their best, that they're the best team we've played, and we got to execute because we got to take care of our business. Because we've seen it. I mean, you've seen it from the high school level all the way to the NFL. Upsets happen. And so you never want to go into any game just saying, oh, well, you know, we feel like this is going to be a cakewalk and anything like that. We feel confident that we can compete with anybody, but we're taking, you know, but they're also the best team we're playing at that point in time. So it's a confidence. You can have confidence, but you also don't want to be overconfident to the point where you're, you know, starting to say, oh, well, yeah, we met, you know, this should be an easy win, you know, because of X, Y, and Z. And then if X, Y, and Z don't happen, you're kind of, you know, you're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place. So, yeah, I feel like we match up really well with certain teams, and some teams, you know, we're going to have to do a little extra, you know, maybe bring out a play or something that they haven't seen before, whatever it might be. But every game, we're going to every game like, you know, they're the best team that we played. So, yeah.
All right. Well, Coach, best of luck to you. Thanks for taking some time out to talk to us. We'll be talking to you throughout the season, and best of luck to the Sabres.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
That's Michael Duchin, new Twin Cedars football coach. We're back after this on 92.1 KRLS.